In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Studios, it was funny during the commercial break, Mike Johnson was just saying how it's different when you work with Steak or you work with me or Carl, how we kind of, you know, it's like a machine gun.
Yeah, it is. It's almost like a rapid fire buy or sell segment sometimes. You know what I mean?
Carl and I were at the Super Bowl. We were at a fight. It was a Vegas fight. It was a Canelo fight. And there was this radio station, Spanish language radio station from Los Angeles. And these guys were like, man, I thought they like literally said their words. We thought we talk fast. You guys are crazy. Because it's like, brrr.
Yep, that's 100%.
Hey, man, Dave Archer ready to go? He's going to get us in just a sec. We got Matthew Bergeron is the player guest. It started off
a little different.
Today we started right at 2 o'clock with Raheem Morris. Talked about special teams, you know, talked about the third down situation, you know, talked about, you know, tried to be as forthcoming as we could get Coach to be, you know, about where this is at. But it is just frustrating because, look, he knows that we asked him last week about those conversations with Arthur Blank. You know, what do you say? I mean, he's not going to throw his team under the bus. He's got to take ownership of it, as he kind of explained.
I would be one to know, and probably could have asked him this, but like you said, he doesn't know what to say in that point. But I'd love to know, do you think Arthur's like, hey, can you pull up the film? You know what I mean? Like, do you think Arthur's like, hey, can you pull up, you know, you guys said that we had an issue on this route or this bench route or this guy dropped the ball. Can you pull that up and show me and tell me exactly what you've been trying to ask this guy to do? Because, you know, those conversations are had and you can explain it to him all you want. But Arthur's involved as an owner. He's watching the game. He's doing all the different things. And I think to an extent you have to, after 30 years, has to understand football just a little bit. So I'd be curious to know, you know, kind of how that goes and how involved some of the film aspect of it is. But, you know, I think it's got to be – there's no doubt it has to be a tough conversation. I mean, a lot of pressure in that room.
And I get it. We've said this. Is Arch ready, Oren, or is he still dialing him up? Oren? Okay, yep. We're going to get Arch in just a second. One of the things I've you know, wondered, because, as you said, he comes as an owner early on, you know, 2001 into 2002 from the Smith family, and there's a learning curve for owners, you know. Would Arthur push a quarterback that's broken his knee in a wheelchair the second? Probably not. Would he say Julio's a Falcon for life? Probably not. You know? Would it be said, ooh, I like that stadium with the retractable roof. Let's do the one with the camera lens. Actually, you know, $250 million. Yeah. Probably maybe walk that back. So there is, you know, a learning curve for owners. I just wonder, you know, and everybody is an NFL owner, it's amazing how you can be so successful in a certain, you know, field. You know, I remember Wayne Huizenga, you know, with the Dolphins, and we had a chance to meet him at Wembley when the Dolphins played the Giants. Reed Bergman, the agent, snuck me into the party, and Huizenga's like, the first to tell you, I don't know nothing about football. I played in high school, but I don't.
I was going to say, Wayne Huizenga is the famed Dolphins owner that Nick Saban told he wasn't going to be the head coach at Alabama.
Right.
I mean, that's it goes back, and he owned the Marlins too, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
Yeah.
And he would kind of, you know, from time to time. You know, he would fire sale things, and with the Marlins, he would tend to work out.
I was going
to
say
because they'd reset, back and win the World Series. Anyway, I was like, why can't we find Arch? Because he's in another part of the building. That's why we can't find the man. We had to go looking for him because he's here at Flowery Branch. Normally on a Wednesday, it's a Tuesday, and we're talking with Dave Archer about. First off, we'll start with last week. We covered it with the coach. Who folks will hear that interview next hour. You were in the mix. It was a one possession game, and it's almost like all the energy just went out of the bag in the second half.
Yeah, I think Mike. Sorry for being late, guys. I was in a different part of the building, so I apologize for that. This is the nerve center down here with you guys. There's a piece of it that, as a player, and I know Mike can speak to this. As much as we don't want to admit it, when things go sideways or you get a turnover, we had two plus territory opportunities the first part of the game. Got the punt return by Agnew to 39, plus 39. Now, plus meaning on the side of the opposing side of the field. And then we had the interception was plus 30. You only got one field goal out of that.
Right.
And so to a defensive player, even though you're trying to keep your head down and I'm doing my job this way, that's a punch in the gut. You know, it saps you a little bit energy-wise. You go in at halftime, hard-fought game. Man, we should be at probably 10-3, maybe 17-3, right? We're not, but we're in the mix. Come out, special teams let you down. Guy goes for a touchdown. You talk about energy vampire now. You're trying to maintain, you know, revolutions and trying to – and we're all human. It's a 60-minute game. There's human beings playing the game. And as much as you try to keep that stiff upper lip and stuff, it saps you from an energy standpoint. Then, then you got your guy, Bijan, who you completely depend on for everything. He lays the ball on the ground. And so it just – it that's how it kind of spirals out of control. And I know the fan – it's hard – for the fan to really swallow that, but it happens.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened in the game.
Well, and I think to your point, and we've talked about this before, you can't get behind the eight ball on offense because we play the station-to-station brand of football right now. I mean, this is what it is.
There's no explosives.
We're no explosives. We're not, you know, breaking tackles for the most part. Bijan's that guy. Algier can be that guy in the run game, but in the passing game, you don't have that guy. But I completely agree with your sentiment. And you did a nice job talking to Mike Hughes after the game, and you kind of asked him that.
You didn't like my Kyle Pitts interview?
Yeah. That's another conversation for another day there.
Sorry. Didn't mean to throw you under the bus there.
Thank you for
bringing
that up.
Kyle is very limited in the information he's going to give you. I'll say that.
Few words in the post-game interview, Kyle Pitts. No, I think Mike did a good job. Mike Hughes did a good job of trying to explain kind of where he's coming from, and you brought it up. It's like, hey, you get a pick, and he said it's first pick I've gotten in a couple of years.
Yeah.
Felt really good. You know, Bo Morgan and I talked about this Monday morning with you. It's like, when did you know that things could turn south? And when you get two short fields and you turn them into 3 points – I'm not feeling good about the rest of the game from that point on, because odds are you're not going to have that opportunity against the Seahawks very often. But, I mean, it stinks. You have to turn those into points. And I always say that I think the defense came out, and I mentioned this, Raheem, they played at like 110% level through the first half.
Right.
But then it goes down to 100% in the second half where you're going, I'm doing my job, I'm in the right spot, but somebody else might not be making the play. And you just don't play with that extra edge sometimes when you feel like it's not getting you anywhere.
Yeah, and I you're exactly right, Mike. And I don't think that guys consciously say, oh, I'm going to go down. I know, Mike, you felt like late in the game, it felt like there was a little bit of a letdown, maybe even a little bit of a – I don't think there's ever a give up, but there's it looks like that.
Yeah.
You know, you can interpret it that way. You know, A.J. comes across the field. A.J.'s shoulder's bothering him. He's got an ankle. He twisted that ankle early on. You get Smith and Jigba catches that ball across the middle, and he kind of dives in and tries to punch the ball out but doesn't make the tackle. And you think, wow, what was that?
Yep,
you know,
that
looked like what you're talking about, Mike, and can be interpreted that way. And so, but the energy thing, I think, is a real thing. As much as you don't want to admit it, there's a human piece to it. You need – that's where they talk about complementary football, right? I need you to do something for me so I can feel good about what I'm doing.
Right.
And you're just not getting that.
It's like that scene, one of my favorite scenes in The Departed. And it was a great great line. Where he goes, who am I? I'm the guy that does my job. You must be the other guy.
I thought you were going to say, they buried the body in the mosh.
That's
what I feel like this happened to us.
That's also a great scene. But when Wahlberg tells the tech guy, he's like, please, when Alec Baldwin goes, please tell me there's a camera in the back, please.
That's so good.
And he just swings on the guy. It's just absolute gold.
That's a good analogy. That's a great analogy.
And that's where it's at. And another guy, you know, because Cousins seems to have better chemistry with Darnell Mooney than Penix Jr. did, and we know that Darnell's been dealing with injuries. And as I said to Coach earlier, a microcosm of where we're at, he steps out of bounds. As soon as I saw the ref toss his cap, I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
And that's where we talk, and you get on me, and I agree. Zach designs a play. It's executed, but it comes back because you didn't do it right.
Yeah, And in all honesty, in my opinion, and I know I can get in trouble for this because I guess I'm connected to the team, but it's called wrong. It's the wrong – he was forced out of bounds there. So he's allowed to – if you're forced out, just to give an interpretation.
He's reestablished, right?
And that was the language he used. He didn't reestablish himself in bounds, which was the wrong language. He should have said he went out of bounds on his own. He can't be the first guy to touch the football. That's the rule. Well, if you look at it, he gets jammed by the right hand. Now, whether it was a slight jam or whatever, he does get pushed and the left foot touches on the boundary. So that's neither here nor there.
It's not reviewable either.
No, it's not reviewable. That's exactly right, Mike. Yeah. So they couldn't look at it. So.
I don't want to get too far in the minutia, but it kind of comes to this point. Y'all are talking about Zach Robinson making the right call. It's one of the things I want to talk to Matthew Bergeron here in just a second. The screen game. And I know that you can kind of bring me in on this because I've never played the quarterback position. Neither has Mike Bell. It seemed like three or four times during the game we're getting screens knocked down at the line of scrimmage. And it's frustrating because I have been screaming from the mountaintops, a lineman's best friend, it can be the screen game. Slows down everything, right? Slows down the pass rush. But when you get it knocked down at the line of scrimmage, it just deflates everything. And I'm curious, what as a quarterback do you have to do to try to make sure that that doesn't happen?
Yeah, I mean, you're dead on, Mike. Why is that not being executed? What's tipping off the defender to stop coming
Correct.
In and elevate the bat the ball? Because Mike will tell you, defensive linemen, as soon as they smell screen, are supposed to retrace their steps or elevate to get in the throwing lane. So what am I not – I've got to go back as a quarterback and look, okay, am I not showing drop back hard enough? You know, am I showing drop back with what I'm showing? And then a three-count screen, 1,001, 1,002, 1,003 line releases out. So I've got to simulate as a passer. I drop back to look to throw, and I'm looking, look. Now I start to lose ground to create a throwing lane to get it to the back.
Right.
Am I not meshing up with the offensive line? Is the offensive line releasing before – I'm doing or am I not timing up on my end? So there's little intricacies to it.
It's been that way all year too, and we had
is that about the predictability what guys are seeing on tape, some analysts have said?
I think maybe it could be, but
well,
I think
those are tells.
Yeah,
there's right?
tells, and I think that when you look at the situation, but it goes back to was it 3 or 4 weeks ago when we had two linemen downfield on one of the screens. Remember that big play?
Well,
down
again,
the red zone?
Timing
right.
incorrect.
And
right?
it's like what are we missing here? You also had the screen to Algier. I brought it to Raw earlier. David Sills gets the holding call. And it was ticky-tack,
yeah,
but I'm like, man, how can we not get this? The screen game with a quarterback like Kirk Cousins has got to fire on all cylinders. It's one of the things I feel like we're missing most from this offense.
I think you're right, and you go back and look at the plays you've scored on. You scored against San Francisco on a quick screen.
Yes, you did.
You get Sills in the end zone against the Jets on a quick screen. So it's been good if you go to that one-count screen, but anything we've done that's supposed to simulate dropback has not been good.
And I know we're not going to see him for a while, but was there enough of that in Penix's game and how it was being drawn up?
Yeah, that's a good question, Mike. I don't remember. I'm trying to think back on the screen. I don't remember. In fact, you kept hitting me up. Where the hell's the screen game? Where's the hell's the screen game?
Yeah, I think, still yelling that about the draw game.
I just saw it in Berlin, quick hits, just the way they were coming after him. I don't know. I mean,
if you've got defenders playing, that's one of the bigger gripes I have. I don't know if you listen to the broadcast. Hope you guys listen from time to time. But I don't like when defenders play at depth and we're going to bring pressure. Because I know as a quarterback, I can get the ball out. So what takes away my ability to thwart the pressure, you take that away by coming up and hugging against the receivers. I say it, hug on the broadcast, playing tighter, playing the old bump and run, if you will. If you take that away, I can't throw the slant right now. I've got to throw a fade, and the fade is a low percentage throw. So that's what defenders want to force you into, but When you bring pressure and I've got a quick out and I just pop the quick out there, or I run and throw a slant, that pisses me off.
Yeah.
I mean, is it? In all honesty,
I'm so curious, and I don't know enough about the communication between Kirk and the wide receivers. But there was a situation where a bunch of guys walked up. I think we slid the offensive line. Jake and everybody else slides right. Some of those guys bail. Kirk gets hit under the chin and he throws the ball at Darnell Mooney's feet. He is just irate. He's beside himself, looking at. I don't know if he's the defender or the referee. He's mad he got hit. Darnell didn't look for the ball. Whatever it was, but there was just some kind of small detail that was missing in the communication between those guys.
Teams have done a pretty good job of trying to heat us up with more than we can block off one side. Now, it's not more than we can block because we have enough guys, but our guys are being head faked over here as they hug up A gap or B gap hugs, as Michael talked about, and then they'll fall out. So I've immediately got to swivel my head to find the free rusher, and the guy that bails you out is the running back. Well, the running back's got to take the right guy, and I've noticed a number of times in our protection schemes, he'll block a down lineman. I don't need you blocking a down lineman. I've accounted for those guys in protection. I need you to get that second-level guy that stepped into the first line. And so this is another piece of the disconnect that probably gets thrown, and maybe rightly so, at the design, but it also is to be thrown at the feet of the receiver. But to your point, Mike, if you've got quick, easy throws, take them. And I think that's the one thing that Kirk, since he's been in the lineup, the ball's coming out. If you're, right. if you know, and he's maybe even gotten off some intermediate throws that he could have made to get the ball out. Because nothing hurts an offensive lineman more than to block his ass off for 3 or 4 seconds and see his quarterback laying on the ground behind him.
Right.
So you've got to give them some energy.
It's 92.9 The Game. Art just mentioned Thursday Night Football. Believe me, you want to hit the mute on Amazon and you link up with 92.9 The Game. It's simple. I do it all the time. That's why I was hearing you calling the Jets game. I was like, come on, Pitts, make that block on a run play. Speaking of Pitts.
Don't even get me started.
I'll get to Pitts in a second. We'll table that Pitts conversation for a second. When Penix comes back, whoever's coaching him, if Zach's here or not,
yeah.
is that something where you've got the sense of urgency or trust yourself to release the ball? Because or is he just does he not have the – when he got a little sideways, when we saw some good, bad, ugly from Michael.
The thing he needs to do, Mike, in my opinion, one of the first things he needs to do is to tell the guy that's calling the plays what he likes. What this is what I want to do. This is what I like to do. I know there's some misconception that, okay, he only likes to be in the pistol. I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think it's something he's comfortable with. It's something he ran in college. But he needs to be more demonstrative about, okay, I don't want to do that. Here are the plays I like in the red zone. And I even in my second year, I was encouraged by Dan Henning, who was the head coach here. Tell me what you like in the red zone. What do you like in 2 minutes?
Right.
What do you like on first down that we're doing?
That's what Tom Moore says in his book. Tom Moore says you got to play to your guys' strengths and listen to them.
What don't you like? Yeah. You know, let's get rid of this. I remember there was a play against the Rams. I didn't like this free release of the back and the way the Rams played it. I didn't want it in the game plan, but Henning kept it in the game plan. I threw a pick six on it.
There you go. That's when you underhand the ball and go, see what happens? See what happens?
Here, you throw it.
You throw it. Yeah. I just want to ask you one more thing before we let you go. You and I talked, this is probably over a month ago, and I was concerned at the time that Drake London gets like 16 targets in the game. I'm like, man, I don't know if we can survive with Drake London getting 16 targets. Right. And now in hindsight, I'm looking at it going, it's probably a good idea. You know, it's probably a good idea.
Kind of Jamar Chase-like numbers.
When he does get inserted back in the lineup, do you think it's going to be almost difficult for Kirk to not look at any matchup Drake London has and go, yep, that's going to be the matchup I'm going
with. I don't know. I thought it's going to be, and I'm sure that Zach will do this, and he's got to be careful about doing this, is making sure that he's the focal point of every throw as well. But, I don't know how you don't – your eyes are going to go as a quarterback just from personal experience. If I know a guy's going to catch the ball, and I know that, you know, if I could put it in harm's way and he's not going to let it get picked off, I'm throwing him the ball.
100%.
You know?
All right, so we can't do a conversation without talking about Kyle Pitts. We know that he's had better vibes, yeah, I guess, with Kirk Cousins the last few weeks, but just one touchdown on the season. For a guy, this is a contract year. Well, whether it's with us or with somebody else, more likely the latter. But, I mean, why isn't he a bigger factor in the red zone?
Yeah, it's a outstanding question. You've got a guy that's 6'6", that's got a 7-foot wingspan. It almost goes to – Mike, we had this. You and I had this same discussion. Why is Julio Jones not catching more touchdowns?
Right.
You know, there was nobody that could take the ball away from guys more than that. I think sometimes you overthink it. Mm. Hey, let's line him up on this side. You've got a 5'9" corner. You got a 5'11" corner. You know what? But are you going to compete for it? Hey, Kyle, you going to go get it?
I can't.
Because you know Drake's going to go get it.
I can't help but think of the Commanders game last year where it was Penix's first ever interception. You throw it to Kyle in the red zone. It pops up in the air, and the ball starts going back the other way. It's kind of a microcosm of the way he's played.
Well, Mike was talking yesterday about beach volleyball and stuff like that. That was.
I thought maybe if he doesn't get traction in free agency, the AVP.
Be elite.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It was Karch Karai.
It was a perfect set. It was a perfect set for the Midas Spike It.
Hey, man, thanks for coming in, brother.
Hey, man, appreciate you, man. I know you guys are fighting a good fight. Hang in there.
Okay. I know. Hey, by the way, old school. We'll have the red lids, creamsicle uniforms. Throwback to 76 in Tampa Bay this weekend.
And then if Michael let me tune in on Friday, and we'll evaluate that whole deal. Mike and I'll work Friday afternoon together down at the station. So I'm still waiting for an okay on that. Mike hasn't given me my parking pass yet, or he hasn't allowed me in the building yet. So I'm still waiting.
Too many mics in this whole equation. You know what I mean?
I'm still waiting for the mic bill approval.
Yes, I'm down with it. Hey, man, thanks for Arch swinging by. We'll come back. It's Day-Day's turn. Little Yeah Man, No Man, live from the branch, your home of the Falcons.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.